Welcome back to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shlishi, the 12th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please be advised that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. One note before introducing today's wonderful speaker. I had announced at the end of yesterday's call that Rabbi Noach Pellet would be speaking today. However, he needed to postpone, and today's speaker, Rabbi Zach, has graciously last-minute offered to step in, and for that, I would like to thank him. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Howard Zach, Lord D'Astra of Congregation Torat Emet in Columbus, Ohio, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Zach slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Zach to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding our speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zach.
Thank you, Naftali, for inviting me and so many of my colleagues over the months to share some inspiring thoughts with everyone on this call. I'd like to share a thought that I heard many, many years ago from a chaver of mine, a colleague of mine, Rabbi Eli Weiss, in a Plainview, New Jersey. After we finish the blowing of the shofar, the Baal Topeya continues with some verses that he recites responsively with the congregation. The first of them reads, Asrei ha'am yodei tru'ah, Hashem ba'or panecha yahalechun. Praiseworthy, fortunate, happy is the people who knows the Teruah blast. O Hashem, in the light of your countenance will they walk. It's a beautiful, uplifting statement. Unfortunately, it's not true. It's not accurate. Asheram yodei Teruah, praiseworthy is the people, the nation that knows Teruah. If you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we don't know exactly what the teruah sound of the shofar is supposed to be. The Tosfot says, is it a yilala? Is it a wailing? Is it a ga'oncha? Is it a groaning? Is it both? And therefore, the fact that we don't know that we're in doubt, we do all three. We do a set of shvarim. We do a set of teruah. We do shvarim. So how can we say that praiseworthy, that we are praiseworthy for knowing the Teruah, but we aren't really sure. We don't really know. We have doubt. We have suffix. And that is the very point. We are a nation, maybe the only nation, but certainly the only nation throughout history, does not let ourselves be paralyzed by doubt. We don't let doubt stop us or impede our progress or forget our past. And the proof is that every version of the Teruah, whether we do a Shvarim, a Teruah, a Shvarim Teruah, every one of those blasts must be blown, must be preceded and followed by a Tikiah blast. And Tikiah is the opposite of Teruah. The Tikiah is solid. The Tikiah is sure. The Tikiah is clear. The Tikiah is unbroken. The tekiah that we blow before and after the Teruah transcends the doubt. Asrei ha'am yodea Teruah. Happy is the people, are the people who understand Teruah, means that we are praiseworthy because we understand doubt. We understand what it means to live a life of doubt and yet to act, to behave, to move forward and look backwards with surety. And certainly during these unprecedented times, with all of the questions, with all of the lack of clear answers, with all of the doubt, we as a community have found a way to continue unbroken and move forward. We found ways to continue to give our shiurim, to have calls such as this, to be on Zoom, to find ways to daven inside, outside, backyard, in the shul, and we will find ways to celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Sukkot with a sense of surety that the continuity of our individual communities, as well as Am Yisrael, will be unbroken, just like the Tekiah. We learn it by being faced with the Truah. Thank you. I'd now like to recite from Tehillim. We're going to begin, as was stated, with Psalm 20. Lamnateach mizmor leDavid, Yancha Adonai, Yom Tzada, Yisagev Hashem, Elohe Yaakov, Yislach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umetzion, Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Menuchatecha, Volatcha Yedas Nechela, Yitem lecha tuvavecha, b'chol ha'atzatcha yimale, nalalena b'shuatecha, u'b'shem Eloheinu nigdol, u'male Adonai kol yishalotecha, ata yadati k'yoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishnei katzo b'gulot yesha yimino, eile v'reche ve'eile v'asutzi, v'anachem b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, v'nafalu, Vanachnu kamnu v'nitodad, Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneinu, B'yom Koreinu. We continue with Perech Achim of Psalm 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai Roi, Lo Echzor, Menodecha Yaritzeni, Halei Menucha, Od Yina Haleini, Mashi Yishovev, Yavchum Zabad Leitzedek, L'ma'an Shemo. Gan ki eleh bigei talmodet, lo ira ra, ki ata imadi, shetucha umit al techa, kema yinach amuni, tarok lefanai shulcha neged zoreroi, nisanto b'shem in roshi, kosi revoya, ach tov ha-chesed yedichuni, kol yimei chaya, ha-heli orech yami. Perakuch chaf aleph, Psalm 121. Shalom Alot, Esanay Alari, Ne Ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Neim Adonai, Ote Shomayim Boret, Al Yitem Amudrag Lecho, Al Yonum Shomrecho, Hine Lo Yonum Lo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecho, Adonai Tzilcha, Yad Yimecho, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yateta, V'yareyach Balaylo, Adonai Yishmocha Mikolo, Yishmocha Yenashecho, Adonai Yishmocha Techo Goecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. Perek Kuflamid, Psalm 130. Yira Malot, Mimam Akim, Kiraticha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tire Adnecha Kashuva Bekoli, Ema Vono Tishmoyo, Adonai Mia Amod, Bimcha Hatzlicha Leman Yivarei, Kivi Tzadonai Tivta Nashi, Volivara Hochopi, Nashi Adonai Nishomim Laboker, Shomim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kimonai Aches, Nevedei Lo Chedut, Vehu Yisdet Yisrael, Mikol Avonotav. Acheinu, Kol Beit Yisrael, Hanatuyim Batsar V'Shivya, Hem Bim Bim Bayam, Bim Bayabasha, Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem, Yotem Mitzar Nebacha, Nebacha, Meachem Ala Ola, Yibad Vagula, Hashtagal Ankarim, Benoma. Now I'm going to recite Misha Bera for Chonim, and when I pause, you can insert the names of those who include. Misha Bera, Avotenu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivarech, Rape, Et Acholim, Et Acholot, Bavur, Shanachnu, you think the Saka Bavuram, Isaiah Kodish Balaku, the Rahamim, Alehem, Lachlam, Lachotam, 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 Yisaklahem, Hirapur, Shalem, and Shalem, Abraham, which is studied in Ham, the Koshaho Israel, Rafut and Nasset, Rafut Hagu, Hasabagam, Kankarim, and Omar, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Zach. As we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and community doing?
We are managing, and Baruch Hashem, we're managing fairly well. As many of our Chavim have mentioned, everybody is really looking out for one another. And Baruch Hashem, we're moving forward.
Baruch Hashem, and it's certainly the right attitude to have. Got to stay positive, especially in these times. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul, Torat Emet, as well as community in general?
So sure. Our shul is actually in the midst of its 20th year. We're 20 years old this year, a relatively new congregation. In a community, a relatively small Jewish community in the Midwest, in the center of Ohio, but we have three Orthodox shuls, a kollel, a shtibol, and a Columbus Torah Academy K-12 school. So Baruch Hashem, we are a well-established community, even though a small one, and our shul, though young in age, is very, very involved, very, very active, and we enjoy each other's company, and that's the hardest part of what we're dealing with right now, is not being able to enjoy it the way that we usually like to do it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and during the week.
Certainly, and that parallels with many of the comments we've heard from Rabbanim around the country of challenges, many, many challenges, but the social component of being around one another and being able to experience davening and just enjoying each other's time and presence is certainly something that's very much missed right now. Have any new families moved into the community during this time?
So the answer is yes. We have had a good handful of families that have moved in, including my parents who moved here from upstate New York in the midst of the pandemic right before Pesach. Not because of the pandemic, it was just a matter of timing. So, yes, we have gotten some new families, receiving friends of all ages. And that's one of the beautiful things about our congregation, is it's an intergenerational congregation, and that's really a beautiful thing.
That's great. You know, it's interesting. When people say upstate New York, I grew up in Muncie. So, we thought, just being a half an hour from the George Washington Bridge, that we were upstate. So when we really met people who were from upstate, they're like, no. Yeah, you're just outside Manhattan. You're not upstate.
Yeah, no, we're talking Schenectady. My wife's from Syracuse.
There it is. That's real upstate. Rabbi Zach, the world's changed so much over these past now nearly 6 months, and we're approaching Rosh Hashanah, and we've seen so much change. What communal changes do you anticipate for your community and really the Jewish community as a whole?
Well, I think we're going to be stronger as a result of all of this. And what's going to happen is, once we're able to reestablish our regular services, that literally services, Sila and other things, we've now learned how to expand our reach both within our own congregations and beyond to all the wonderful formats that we all now have learned to master, or maybe not master so well. I think that hopefully we've learned a much greater appreciation of what it feels like to be isolated. You know, every congregation, every community has those that, you know, have often complained to the rabbi, I don't feel connected, I'm not invited for anywhere for Shabbos, or I have special needs, or whatever it happens to be. And, you know, often the critique has been that our communities haven't been quite as sensitive or as involved or committed to that. And I think what we've all gone through has taught us all how important it is to reach out to each other and to know what it means to feel like that sense of isolation. And I think because of that, we will be much more appreciative and outgoing towards each other.
I really do hope so, and I hope that sensitivity and that empathy to really think and consider everyone in the community is something that will be felt and guide us going forward and considering all segments of the community. Last question for you. We're just now we're getting closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah, to the high holidays. Where is Ohio as a state at this point in terms of the various phases? Are you back in the shul davening? Will there be minyanim for Rosh Hashanah indoors, outdoors? What about shofar blowing? And what about those who are unable for legitimate reasons, who are not able to make it to shul this year? What's the plan for them?
So, very good question. So we are back in shofar shachri, in the mornings, weekday and Shabbos, with a very, a modest amount of people that come, and but we have all the precautions in place, and everybody feels comfortable that does come to shul. For Rosh Hashanah, we're following, pretty much as many other congregations, will be indoors. For most likely indoors, we may have one minyan outside if we have enough people that sign up for it. We'll have
What's the weather this time of the year?
It's Ohio. What time of day is it? We won't know until the day before. That's why it's hard to plan an outside. One of the reasons it's hard to plan outside service. But what we're going to do is have an early service that will include Sukkah de Zimra, and a slightly later service that will include Sukkah de Zimra. But one thing that's really exciting, aside from the fact that all the shuls are going to arrange to have shofar blowing in different locations around the neighborhoods inside the Eruv, is right behind the shul, literally right behind my office out the window, is a liberal arts university that has a Division III football team. And so there's a stadium right out behind the shul, behind our parking lot. And we have arranged on a Sunday afternoon to have socially distanced pads put out for families to come, register and come, and to hear a shofar blowing and have a few, maybe a few other activities on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be an awesome opportunity, maybe the first and only opportunity for our families to really gather without gathering, but be in the same place and to hear the shofar being blown for Rov Am. So we're very excited about that opportunity, our ability to do that.
Amazing. Well, that truly sounds fantastic. Rabbi Zach, thank you so much for being on today's call and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. And we have good friends who hail from your community. And I have not had the opportunity to visit yet, but please God, me as a Shem, I look forward one day to learning more about Columbus, Ohio. As they are with all Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, for good. And may the Rabbonei Sha'olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Daniel Hadar of Temple Moses, Sephardic Congregation of Florida in Miami Beach, Florida. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.